Bill Mahler on WGN Weekend. You've heard how brushes with death can so dramatically change one's outlook on life. I think in a sense you could actually look at it as sort of a gift because it can be so transformational. And you completely change perhaps the path that you thought you should be on or wanted to be on into something completely different. And you look back and you think, if not for that brush with death or that incident, I would never be where I am today. You find out, in a sense, what really is important with your life. Well, such was the experience of Beth Aldrich. Welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Why don't we start with this accident in a taxi that happened how many years ago?
5 years ago, this next week.
5 years ago. We got to hear that part of the story, let's begin there.
So I was producing my own PBS television series, For Her Information, and it aired in 60 cities in Israel and Turkey, so I was doing really well. And I was working a lot with three young boys, and I also was volunteering my time with the Cool Globes project along the lakefront. I was actually going to do some video work for the production for that big gala that they were having. And I rushed out the door, and I normally am very precise with my decisions. And for some reason, I hesitated, and I thought, should I drive or take a cab? You know, in the city, it gets kind of crazy with the traffic and parking, so I thought, well, I'll take a cab. Needless to say, a few minutes later, I was in a very serious car accident in that cab. So while in the hospital, I kept, you know, when they have those things on your legs that squeeze your legs for the circulation, I kept thinking as it woke me up every 10 minutes, I thought to myself, what am I doing? You know, I'm working so many hours and so crazy busy. I need to make a change. And if something really dramatic would have happened, or if I would have passed away in this accident, would I have been doing what I wanted? And so at that point, I thought about it, and then when I got home, my little boy did not want to look because it was pretty messy. You know, there was a lot of scarring. And
your face, there was some measure of disfiguring. You're a very beautiful woman as I look at you here just a few feet away.
You.
But there was a time when it looked bad.
Yeah. So I thought, So I obviously couldn't continue filming. So I told my husband, I'm going to stop filming, and may I consider a shift? And I decided to go back to school and study in New York at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition. So I decided, because I wanted to look at nutrition and food and how we feed our life.
Yeah, and this is your passion. This is what you're excited about.
So I decided to follow what I really love. You know, when you go on vacation, what kind of books do you read? And I always look at nutrition books and magazines about health and wellness. So I decided to shift. So here I am. So from that, I studied for a year, became certified through Columbia University's
in New York.
Teachers
mm-hmm.
College, yes. And then started client work. Well, the itch for doing more television work kind of pulled me back. So I decided to shift my education and experience and training and do health and wellness segments for media, so that I ended up becoming a spokesperson for a couple of different companies, and one thing led to another. And I decided that I needed to share what I was working with my clients and develop this book so that I could kind of get that word out, because I was having great success with clients with the work that I was doing.
And now you've written the book, Real Women Love to Eat, How to Conduct a Love Affair with Food, Lose Weight and Feel Fabulous. And it's written for women and moms. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because it's not really a diet book.
No, not at all. Thank you for pointing that out. Because to me, I don't think diets really work. I mean, let's face it, a lot of women, men, moms, everyone, we've all tried diets of some sort, of some kind throughout our life. And what I learned at school was, you know, there's so many dietary theories out there, and I really don't believe diets per se.
Did you read that article in the New York Times of just a couple of weeks ago where it says that your body's actually working against you with all the chemicals surging in your brain, that if you're trying to stop eating, it's screaming you are more hungry than you otherwise. I mean, it is phenomenally difficult.
Thank you for pointing that out, because throughout my book, that's exactly what I do. I work with people. It's almost like I'm talking to you. The book is written in a very cheeky, funny approach, so it's like we're having a conversation. And together, I'll take you by the hand and say, let's spend the next several weeks where each week you're going to do 5 simple things. That's it. Because I know how busy we are, especially busy mothers tooling around with the kids and whatnot. I decided that I'm going to make it just 5 simple things a week with gradual, holistic changes. Because listen, if you make those changes subtly, they'll stick. If you do a diet for XYZ days and you'll have this, you know, flat belly, whatever it is, you'll do it and you'll suffer through it. But then once the wedding or the event is over,
what happens? You go back, if not worse, heavier than you were before.
So my approach is, thank you. So my approach is, let's love your velvet cupcake and enjoy it too. You know, I love to eat. I love food. And I'm not going to say no to it. What I am going to do is, like in the chapter, make over your dysfunctional friends, salt, fat, and sugar. What I'm going to do with them is say, okay, salt, let's take a look at what you're doing, what you're made of, how you're produced, and let's find a version of you that works better for my body. Let's try sea salt or Himalayan pink sea, you know, pink salt. So let's do some healthier versions and then look at yourself as a bio-individual person, yourself, you know, you.
A biological organism, after all.
Who you are, and say, you know, a dear friend of mine loves bagels. Well, listen, if I had bagels, I would be really bloated and have some issues. I love bagels, but I'll have them on occasion. So once you start to really get into and getting to know what food does for you and how it works within your body, you'll be able to eat whatever you want.
Moderation.
I mean, I love food. I've had this makeup and breakup of 20 pounds, you know, for many years until I decided that I was going to not reject
it. Do you go work in tandem with the other part of the equation, that is the exercise?
Absolutely. I ran the Boston Marathon. I qualified here in Chicago. So I definitely am a fan of working out. But I also see women huffing and puffing down the road, beating themselves up, going through such pain when there's so many different types of exercise. So you've got to really identify what you love and what you enjoy. I love to run, but my knees are starting to give me some issues, so now I love to swim. So I do recommend to clients to try to get active, because the holistic model is very simple. It's how you feed yourself through your vocation or career, how you feed yourself through movement or exercise, how you feed yourself through relationships and spirituality. Yeah. Then you look at what's on the plate.
Well, that is mightily holistic. It's don't you also have to almost admit, it isn't easy. There is no pill. It's not a matter of just eating these things and standing up for 5 minutes an hour. It does take work.
It does.
And it does take a bit of discipline to face that.
And that's why, thank you for pointing that out, because throughout my book, I say, you know, this week, I want you to try a green smoothie. Don't beat me up. Don't throw the book out the door. You know, try it. And once you start to try to make these changes, and the problem is, I think we come up against that wall. You know, we say, I've got to do this, and I got to lose 20 pounds. But if you take small pieces and small steps and maybe stretch it out past the typical two-week period and say, for the next 6 months, let's just say 10 weeks, you know, 10, 12, 14 weeks, make small changes, it'll start to happen automatically.
Yeah, incrementally, taking those baby steps, it certainly makes it a lot easier.
It does.
You mentioned salt earlier, and I keep thinking, why do restaurants always put too much salt in? It's so much easier to add that little condiment rather than, you know, that ruins the plate for me, because I hate salt. I don't hate it, but I never add it to anything.
Right.
I don't even think we have it in the house. But yet, a lot of Americans overload on salt, and why would restaurants do that? And I'll often ask, not often, but I have, and they'll say, well, this is what our customers want. Well, good grief. That's supporting a very bad habit.
I know.
You got to change palates.
I agree with you. And in my book, I talk about different spices that you can incorporate versus clumping on the salt. You know, get a high quality salt and grind your pepper, you know, a couple little things. And I keep a little bowl of salt on the counter that's the pink sea salt. So it's a little bit different. And you only need a little bit because the flavor is so fresh and enhancing. You know, it's a real natural.
And, you know, I guess you can look at it in terms of it's fun. You're trying new things. You're adding new surprises to your palate that maybe it hasn't tasted before. And there is pleasure in that.
It is. You know, listen, we have to eat 3 times a day, if not more, right? 3 times and 2 snacks a day. So why not make it a pleasure? I've been friends with, you know, ice cream since I was a little girl. Why should I deny it if I can just have a small amount with some fruit? So when you start making those small changes.
And the slow churn, have you tried that?
No, I think I've
You know what that is?
No,
it's half the fat and a third the calories.
Ooh.
It's called slow churned, and a number of Breyers, all the regular brands make it.
I'll have to try that because I'm always.
Because it's rich and creamy and good. It just has half and a third of the bad stuff.
That's good. See, and that's the thing. If I were to come to your house, I would never say no. If anyone who's listening invites me, I would come over.
Unless
and I'll.
Would you like to have seconds of this cookie?
I might break it in half
because
I do like cookies. You know, I don't know how much time we have left, but I wanted to let everyone know I am going to be doing a signing today.
Where?
At Water Tower at the new Foodies Market.
Just down the street.
It's lovely. I'm so excited, and the folks over there have been so gracious to support me. You know, I've got a great group of sponsors that are helping me travel throughout the country with this book tour. So.
Beth Aldrich is her name. The book is Real Women Love to Eat. She has her website, Real Mom. RealMomsLoveToEat.com.
That's the title of the book, Real Moms Love to Eat. Look for it. It's on
Amazon. So I was saying it wrong. Real Women Love to Eat. It's Real Moms Love to Eat.
It is, but we're all women. But the title officially is Real Moms Love to Eat.
Oh, sorry about that.
That's okay. .com. I'm on Twitter, too. I love to tweet with people.
Well, follow me. I'll follow you.
Real Moms LUV, number 2, Eat. So check it out. And thank you to, you know, all the spot. Like, if I could, I'd love to mention Bear by Solo has been a great sponsor. And
Beth,
I'm so thankful.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a good day.